Second parak of Shabbos, Mishnah Aleph, this parak is discussing the mitzvah, the Rabbanon of Hadlokas Neis Shabbos. The Chachamim required us to light candles in the place that we eat, so we should have Oinig Shabbos, and we also have lights lit in the rooms that we need lighting, so we shouldn't bump into things, and that would also cause a lack of Oinig Shabbos. As you know, the minig is to light a minimum of two candles connected to the Shama. The minig is that the wife, if there's a wife, she lights it, but if there's no woman, then the man lights it. In our day and age, the whole candle lighting is a chiddush because we anyway have the electric light. But even so, we still make a brach on it. Moshe Feinstein says that we make a brach on it because it's still more mechaber the suza when you have candlelit together with electric lights. Okay. If it's present in a place where he has no candles to light, and he has a place that can put an electric light, the Poskim Paskim, or Yosher Paskim, that one can make a bracha on that. In other words, you make a bracha out of Neshul Shabbos and turn on that light that he'll be using for lighting purposes. B'meh Madlikim, B'meh Ein Madlikim. Since the idea of this candle is to add light to make it a more an enjoyable meal, a more mechubadik meal, so one can only use wicks that will produce a nice flame, also oils that will join in well into the wick and also produce a good flame. And therefore, the Gemara is asking what type of things can be used, both wicks and oils, and what type of ones should not be used. Ein madlikin, one does not use a wick which is made out of like a lechesh. This is the fibers from a cedar tree, lechechoisim, that's flax that wasn't processed fully. All these things do not absorb the oil properly. Like the kolach, that's waste matter that comes out of the processing of silk. Like the tzivas eidon is some type of fibers in a willow branch of tzivas hamidvar. Some other type of desert fibers. Like the rokesh of neamayim, some type of moss or seaweed that's grows on the outside of them. Those flow and period. So this is a whole list of things that should not be used as wicks, because the fire will not catch to it well. And if one lights with these wicks, he's not going to the mitzvah. Not only that, there are more things in Rashi that says that you're not allowed to use that light because he may come to fix it. You can't even use it. We mentioned the previous parak that for regular use, like for eating purposes, you can use an oil lamp. You can't use it for reading, but you use it for things that do not need a very intense and clear light. But in this case, since the fire will always be flickering and sputtering, it's more of a chash that you may adjust it, and therefore you're not able to use it. So Loi, now giving a list of different oils that one should not use. Loi the zephyr, Loi the shaiva. Zephyr is some type of tar. Shaiva is wax. Everyone will ask, how can it be that can't use wax? Many people use wax candles, so the place can say that the wax will be talking about liquid wax, but which that type of liquid wax was not easily drawn into the wick, but the candles that are wrapped around the wick and in such a fashion you get a nice clear light, that is a light. Today they have liquid paraffin, which is not, which lights very nicely, which is permitted. We're talking about some type of wax, and when it's in liquid form, will not produce a nice light. It will constantly be flickering, sputtering. So loy b'shem and kik is some other type of oil, comes from some type of plant, which also does not produce a good light, doesn't get absorbed well. Loyd Shemin Sreif. Shemin Sreif is talking about a regular oil, an olive oil. It's made out of truma and it became tummy. Truma tomato, you're not allowed to eat, but you're allowed to burn. The halacha is that even though you're allowed to burn it for kohen's use, but on yontas, even a kohen's not allowed to burn it because it looks like you're burning kochim on yontas, which is also. So this line of the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to light with tummy Truma oil is talking about when Erev Shabbos was Yom Tov. Since it's Yom Tov, you're not allowed to light with this type of oil, which is also to burn on Yom Tov. V'loy ba'alya, v'loy b'cheler. One should not light a tail of an animal that has a lot of fat in it. If you light the tail itself, when it's in a solid form or solid fat, you're not allowed to use it. Rabbi Nochum Amodi Yomim Adikim B'Chelos Mavusho. Rabbi Nochum Amodi says that the only problem with the fats are when they're in solid form, they don't get absorbed easily into the wick. But if it's melted, cooked and melted chelos, then it does get absorbed easily into the wicks, and therefore it is permitted to be used. Chacham Amodi Yomim Mavusho Lechel Shein Mavusho Yom Adikim B'Chelos. Chacham made Exeger Mavusho Lechel Shein Mavusho. They said you should never use animal fats for Halachas Neir Shabbos. Halach we pass, and since it's only Gzeir, if you mix it together with regular oil, you put some olive oil mixed into this animal fat oil, and it's a liquid state, then it would be permitted to be used for Halachas Neir Shabbos.